All right. Isaiah Martin, why don't you come up and boast in your Savior?
Hello, my name is Isaiah, and I'm 9 years old, and I'm growing up in a Christian family. Before I was 9, I loved my sin. I did not like God, like Romans 3:11 says. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. And I didn't like to obey my mom and dad, which is the opposite of Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I grumbled and complained inside my heart when they told me what to do, even though Colossians 3 says to obey your father and mother in everything. Another way I disobeyed was sinning against my sister a whole bunch. I shouted at her, I tried to prove she was wrong, and when we were in an argument, my mom asked what happened, and I'd leave the part where I disobeyed and would only tell the part where she disobeyed. My relationship with my sister was where I struggled in my sin the most. A while ago, I started having devotions with my dad, and that helped me notice my sin. It also helped me notice how holy of a God God really is. I had a habit of praying to God at night. One night, I prayed, and I found myself saying, "Sin is bad. Sin is terrible." And I started thinking about times I had sinned against my sister and how bad my sins really were. In Romans 3, it talks about how bad my sins and your sins and everybody's sins in the world really are. Romans 3:10 through 18. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Greeks are all under sin. As it is written, there is none who is righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths. The path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. When I think of Romans 3, I think about how bad I am. I really am, and how bad everybody is when they're born. I didn't know the full story of the consequence for sin and how bad the consequence really was. In a book my mom read us not too long ago, it talked about Luke 16:19 through 26. I thought to myself how much God hates sin and how bad hell is, and how the rich man only wanted a drop of water from Lazarus. Luke 16:19 through 26. Now there was a rich man, and he was always dressed in purple and fine linen, joyously living in splendor every day. A poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be fed with the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table. Besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores. Now the poor man died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died, and he was buried in Hades. In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, and being in torment, he saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried out and said, "Father, Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony of this flame." I understand why there is such this big of a consequence for sinning against such a holy God. I didn't know the exact day that God changed my heart, but last spring I believed. I believed that Jesus died on the cross for my wicked sins so that I could go to heaven when I die. I don't want to go to heaven just to escape the consequences of hell, but I want to go to heaven to be with God. Now that I believe, I want to serve my mom and dad and try not to sin against my sister. God has answered my prayers to help me love my sister. Before, I didn't want to read my Bible, but I read my Bible a lot. I think God has really transformed me to help me want to read my Bible and glorify God and tell us about Him. I come here to boast in my Savior, and I hope what I've said is true for you. That is why I'm here to get baptized.
Isaiah Atticus Martin, based on your profession of faith and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, it is my pleasure to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.